Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wild.
I'm Fly Rock.
And we are the guys.
The guys next door. Yeah, bitch.
Now you knew good and well.
Oh, we got mics now.
You knew good.
We got mics now.
You knew good and well we was about to say, God next door, you want to take a sip of your Cavagnar Sauvignon.
I know. That's the Sauvignon Blanc.
I didn't even say it because Mac service is a little out, so I was just going to let y'all get in tune with each other. I was just like, you know what, I'm good.
Listen, I'm staying out of this.
Man, fuck
Thanks.
Y'all, man.
Thank
welcome
you,
back to another. Welcome back. We would not be anything without you guys, the neighborhood. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you continue to subscribe, rate, and comment right now. Leave a comment, like right now, at this moment. Keep listening. Swipe out. Leave a comment, and then come right back and finish listening. But don't stop listening. Don't stop. Keep on listening. Don't stop. Keep on listening.
Whoop 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 whoop.
Hey. Shout out to you guys. Make sure you follow us over there and subscribe to us on Patreon. That is patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you are following us on all social media websites, Guys Next Door Pod, and make sure you are continuing the conversation on Twitter using hashtag Guys Next Door. We got a new segment, Matt.
We do, man. So this new segment that we started, you know, me, Mouse, and Ryan, we're constantly looking online about all of the things that's going on in our culture with our people. And, you know, we usually like to not talk about things that are current events because we like to stay evergreen. Whenever we drop this, we drop it and it makes sense, it's relevant, etc. But we still feel like there are certain things that are happening right now that that deserve to be noted and do feel very, very evergreen. So we call this segment Good Shit Black Man, or That Shit's Whack Black Man.
It's like, or step your shit up, King.
Step your cookies up, King.
Get your shit together, nigga.
So we're going to start with Good Shit Black Man, right? So I don't know if you guys have seen in the last couple of weeks, there's this man and his family. His name is Kier. His at is Kier and them. And watching him speak on IG, on his IG story was pretty profound. I'm gonna play a little bit for you guys. Hold on.
A lot of young men, particularly young black men, hit me up being like, yo, I can't wait to be a dad. I can't wait to be a father. And I love that because I think the men that were generation before us got raised by the men that were generation before them. And those men didn't really know warm love because a man didn't express those things that way back then.
That's a fact.
I feel like I owe those young men to tell them. Like, bro, this is hard because it exposes things about you that you don't know about yourself. It exposes all of your insecurities. And it's a huge emotional undertaking if you do it the right way.
Now, you know, this is something that we constantly speak about on this podcast. And me being a brand new father, I think this is something that as soon as he was saying it, the things that he was saying was hitting me deep, right?
Resonated.
I do understand that as a black man, watching my dad, the way that he raised me and my siblings, it was a product of the way that he was raised, the relationship that he had with his father, the relationship that he had with his mother, just the way that they were raised back then was 20 times different than the way, you know, he raised us, and that me now as a new father, look to raise my daughter, my future son, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very, seeing this man speak about this, and you know, these are all things that we, that us as fathers kind of go through. Ryan, you'll learn one day. just the understanding of your child not only being the shining light in your life, but it is the biggest mirror in your life. It is the biggest thing that kind of shows you exactly who you are, exactly where you are. And the only thing you can do about it is either stay there and deal with it or run. And I feel like a lot of fathers in the past generation, they tried to and they ran. But us in this generation, we have decided to stay put and to deal with a lot of our insecurities. You know, mental health is now it's a hot topic, but it's a very big thing in our community now, where, you know, understanding and actually coming forth and looking at all of your insecurities, all of your problems, all of your trauma, like looking at it in the face and beginning to unpack it. All of that stuff is necessary. So listen, to Kier and them, good shit, nigga. Good fucking shit, bro.
Good shit, black man. And that's I also like, you know, I understand, especially me, right? I understand I understand an aspect of this whole thing of being a black parent, being a black father, of you don't always got to be together. Of course, I understand that. But there's a point that he made it a point that, you know, to talk about him doing this thing with his woman, this being a joint project, this being a team. And I really appreciate that he put that in there. So yeah, like Max said, good shit, black man. Okay. Now, to my favorite. To what I feel is going to be my favorite portion of this new segment. God damn it, black man.
Negro.
God damn it, black man. So today's God damn it, black man. Today's God damn it, black man goes to none other than, I think he's number seven. number seven on the Orlando Magic. Mr. Jonathan Isaac. Now again, I have seen a lot of people speak about this. I have seen a lot of people talk on what's going on, and you know how we shouldn't be quick to criticize anyone who doesn't want to kneel or anything. I am somebody who played sports and somebody who is in, I guess, other extracurricular activities that involve team. There is something.
What sport did you play?
I think he was talking about me. I was playing sports.
I played baseball. I played football.
That was very Dominican of you to say. The first thing to say was baseball.
Baseball. Okay. I played baseball. I played football. I boxed. I played. I was on a wrestling team. The only thing I didn't get a chance to play was basketball. I was never any good at basketball. I played every other sport. Never any good at basketball.
You find out something new about your brothers every day. I thought I knew this nigga. We would have definitely failed if he was on that newlywed game.
So as somebody who understands team sports and everything like that. There's a certain camaraderie that you're supposed to have with your team, right? There's a certain understanding that you have with your team. It's like, it's us all together. All the, like, even the niggas that you don't fuck with, it's us. Like, we'll deal with that out. We'll deal with that inside. When we're outside, when we're in front of people, we ride as a team. And you, sir, you didn't ride with your team. There was everybody was out there, whether you agreed that a t-shirt kneeling doesn't help, whatever, you still ride with your team, right? And then you're going to bring God into it and say, you know, your Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, whatever, whatever. Listen, I read the Bible and I constantly read the Bible. And if anybody else here reads the Bible, you understand the type of warrior spirit that Jesus was. You understand that Jesus was considered a radical. You understand that Jesus was, he made sure that he pushed against what was norm or what people, listen. So you're doing your Jesus a disservice, all right? Now. Fast forward a couple days. Literally.
Not a couple of days. The next.
No.
Fast forward
a few plays later. That was only a few plays later.
Same day, same time, same shoe, same guy.
No, it was the next game. It was his next game, which was 2 days later.
I think it was that game, bro.
It was either the next game or the next day. Whatever
it was. Literally the next game. Listen, that same knee that you decided you didn't want to lean on, you called on God and told God, hey, like, I'm not doing this because of you. God said, say what? And blew that knee out, sir. So
God was minding his business. God was putting on his LeBron jersey. and heard that. Jesus said, oh, I thought a bitch that's on the Magic said something.
you know the sickest part of this whole situation? His jersey is the number two selling jersey in all of the NBA because of what he did. Which means,
oh yeah, bro,
all the racist motherfuckers who believe in kneeling don't even know basketball, don't know Jonathan Isaac.
You don't even understand. Looking at the comments on SportsCenter and on Bleacher Report, seeing how many people, like, and mind you, I'm not talking about black faces. How many people were like, yes, you didn't kneel. Fuck that. Blah, 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 talking. And the very few people peppered in on some like, yo, this is the reason why we kneel, bro. Like, you see what you started? Like, now people are advocating you as you're a hero because they think that you're with them type shit.
Because they think, like, you're anti-black. Understand.
Exactly. You have to understand what the message that you're putting out. So to that, Jonathan Isaac, I say, God damn it, black man.
God damn it, black man.
Sayonara.
God damn it. Yeah.
Bye.
That knee done. That knee cooked. Cooked chicken.
Nigga said you're going to take a knee one way or another.
God said either you're going to take that knee or I'm going to take it.
Hey, nigga, somebody's taking a knee here. what if Jesus was in there and had him like Alonzo from Train Day? You want your left nut or your right nut? Either one. You got to tell me which one you want.
Stop it.
You want your left knee or your right knee? Which one you want?
That was a six man that took him out. Took that knee right out. But I hope you get back. I hope you get back to your well, you won't be back this season, but, you know, get back well and safe. But get your mind right.
The crazy thing was, didn't he just come back from an injury? I believe he just came, like, he came back just in, like, he just came back from a knee injury, just re-injured his knee.
I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know anybody watching more basketball than me or Ryan, but I don't know shit about Jonathan Isaac. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'll be honest. He's actually nice. Like, he's
not bad.
And people were expecting him to have, like, you know, do his thing, but this shit set back. But
listen, this is all I will say because Mac did a damn good job summarizing this up. You got to take an internal look at you when you see your people united and you don't want to stand with them. You got to take an inner look at you. Moving on. So the timeline has been a buzz because our good sis, Diamond, I don't even know what her Twitter name is at this point. She's on like her 80th Twitter. But good homegirl, Diamond, good treacherous woman from the slum gutter buckets of Brownsville. She has this thing. She always has war on what she would like to call poor men, broke men, brokies, men who don't spend their money on women. Twitter is Mother, M-U-V-A, of Gotti, if y'all want to follow her. Mother of Gotti. Now, Diamond
says... This is scary. I don't even know... I'm about to say, I don't even know what road we're about to go down. This is
me
scary.
Me neither.
Oh, please be wary. Diamond said to the... I don't have the tweet in front of me, but Diamond basically posted Twitter saying, if a nigga take you on vacation and you got to pay anything on vacation... She not sucking dick because now her energy is all gone from having to reach in her wallet.
Wow.
I don't have relationship quote/ finance conversations via the timeline. I just, number one, women be lying. niggas be lying. And I just don't really have the time nor effort or energy. But I did hear that, like, I've been hearing this conversation since she tweeted it. That was days ago. People are talking about this in real life. People are talking, what the fuck? So let me ask you guys. Do y'all take y'all women on vacations?
Yes.
You said what? What was the question?
Do we take our women on vacations?
Yes, of course.
The right one.
And on these vacations... Lady, yeah. And on these vacations, does she have to pay anything?
I'll say this. My expectations aren't at all in any way her paying for anything. Now, you are my lady. There should be certain things that you're just like, oh, I got this. I got this. And I'm cool with that. Not saying I expect it, but... If we go get a little bit of something to eat, or I'll be right back, babe, and you order food and you're gonna sit with the bill in your face, like yo, meet me here, and you meet, and it's like, yo, here's the bill for it. It's like, it's the little things that I noticed that it's like, yo, that shit was $10. Like, why? What? You're not gonna, you're saying at the woman is not gonna give me head because I didn't pay a $10 taco bill in Mexico? I don't get it.
What about you, Mac?
I don't know. So I'm not expecting a shorty to pay for anything, right? And not on some like you and, tricking you and, for the night.
You and Chris went to Aruba, right?
Yes. Yes.
How did she come out of pocket at all in Aruba?
Christina is the type that likes to like buy little trinkets and all of that stuff. Like, you know, I gotta go get a little magnet for my grandmother. Mm-hmm. I gotta go get this hot sauce for my mom, et cetera, et cetera. So she paid for that stuff, like dinner and all of that stuff. It's usually me. I would be on some like, nah, I got it type shit. Right. Or, I mean, the spot that we were at, it was all inclusive. So it was like, I already paid for it. Like, nigga, eat, drink what you want.
Gotcha.
But other than that, like when we actually go out to eat and all of that, you know, Christina's always the type because she doesn't, I guess she's afraid to ever look like a bum bitch or look like a joint that's asking for anything. She's always like, no, 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 like I'll pay. Or even if I do pay, if the bill was crazy, nigga, that Cash App is ringing and she sent me half.
Mm. And what do you acknowledge that as being something, or is that just
No, I'm often like telling her like, yo, like chill. You don't have to, like, you can just relax. And you know, there are times where she relaxes, and there are a lot of times where like she'll see the bill and she'd be like, nah, I can't let you pay this by yourself. And she'll send something. And like, low key, if I send it back, I have to be ready for an argument and no pussy that night. So,
you pay to not get pussy. That is different. Jesus Christ. I don't think I've been in a... I don't know.
I hear you. But that's also me. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I dealt with a cheap woman.
Mm.
I take that back. I've dealt with cheap...
I take it back.
I dealt with cheap women, but they weren't my girlfriends. Like, and I'm not saying
my thing. Like, with a bust down.
My girlfriend.
So with a bust down, it's different, right? With a bust down, you fly a bust down out. You almost gotta, like,
pay for everything. But you know that off of the communication.
Hold on. If for all of my young men out here, right? And I say this with no disrespect to the young ladies. And I think you should ask beforehand, right? If this is what you guys are on, you flying her out, like, you gotta pick up the tab, you gotta do all of that. I mean, she's flying out there for you. Am I right?
If she tells you, if you tell her, look, I'm here, I want you to pull up, and you just tell her, like, yo, look, just get your flight, and I'm gonna take care of everything once I'm here, once you get here. Is that valid?
You saying you pay for everything? You saying just get to me and I'll pay for everything?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I do that all the time because I don't fly joints out like that, but that is something. It depends on where we're at. If it's just the situation of you coming out here because you want a good time and we just want to have fun, then I would be like, yo, just buy your ticket and I got everything else. But then at least that I feel like I just know, like, I'm paying for everything else. Like, but. A woman that's not cheap isn't gonna even go for that. Like, I can see a woman that knows, and I'm not gonna say knows her worth because everyone should, but it's like a woman that's like, yo, look, I'm gonna come out there, I'll pay for my way out there. It's not an expectation that I'm gonna pay for everything, but I will. If you came to me on your own dollar, it's like, yeah. But if I fly you out and I do all this and you get mad over little things, like little attitudes over, like, because you went to the bar and I didn't go to the bar and you want me to pay for your margarita, like the little petty shit. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not even over there with you, but you're expecting me to do all this. Like, you should at least go on a trip knowing that I should have a little pocket change to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Listen, I told all my homegirls from young, like, don't fly out with no nigga and you can't afford your way back and forth. Because if a nigga get tight and you don't want to give him no pussy, and he be like, yo, you on your own? What, you going to be assed out?
Word. I know plenty of stories of females that got flown out, and when they got there, it wasn't what it seemed. Or they got to the hotel and the room wasn't booked. Or they got in an argument.
I say, I heard that. I heard something like that too.
I heard something like that recently. Or they get there and they only get a one way, and now it's like the nigga and her getting an argument. It's like, matter of fact, get home by yourself.
Figure out your way home.
So let me ask y'all this: what is the fucking issue with? And this, what is the issue in our community with finances and interpersonal relationships? Why is this always a thing? Whether it's $200 dates, who pays this? Who pays that? Vacation this? Fly me out? You poor if you don't spend money. Where the fuck does that come from?
You know, it's funny that you're asking that, right? I think this is something that I've actually had mad. Not only conversation, but just a lot of thought about. I feel like I shouldn't be thinking about it this much, especially, nigga, I got a good one in the bed right now with the little one. But, son, it bothers me. It boggles my mind thinking about It boggles my mind thinking about.
Watch what you say.
I know, right? No, I'm just saying it really boggles my mind about these young ladies, what they consider like, I guess, a good dude or the dudes that they would chase after versus the dudes that they would leave alone, right? But I think I come up with an answer. I think it's all about security. It's a different type of security. Every woman is looking for some type of security, right? Whether it's a big nigga, that's why they always saying, oh, I want a 6-foot nigga, blah, 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 blah. They're looking for security.
I want a
brolic.
Might as well go 5'9". I'm here.
Oh, I want a nigga that's blah, 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 security. Yo, I need a nigga with bread, whatever, whatever, security. All of that shit, to me, it just kind of like all falls into the same pot of a woman wanting just to be secure and feel like her man always has her back type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. It's tough. But it's also tough. It's tough being, I'm not going to say the normal guy. I mean, I think I'm a normal guy, but it's tough not being the athlete or the, like, I'm in a, you know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of athlete friends. I have a lot of rapper, singer friends. But it's tough being the normal because they're so amped up on social media and what this guy has and how much money he's making and this, that at the end of the day, I had this conversation today, that now women that I won't say got ran through, but in a sense they did what they did in the streets and now their name is a little different. Mm-hmm. Now they're starting to come to the dudes like me because I don't got no kids and I'm doing okay for myself, and so now it comes back around and it's just like nah, like back then you didn't want me,
now I'm hot,
you all on me.
Nah, it's not even now I'm hot. Now you not.
Now you not.
Exactly. Now you not.
I'm the same person.
Yeah, you all on me.
I'm not even changed. That's like, funny. I don't even, it's not like I got a whole bunch of bread all of a sudden. It's like, nah, I've been the same dude, but now you realize you've been.
But you know something that I've started to realize that girls kind of flock to as well? It's not just actual money. I talk about this a lot too. It's social currency. They like the, not to say clout chasing, but clout chasing, like, nigga, they like the guys who are in the places, who are in the fucking sections. They like the girl, they like the guys who do have the bottles, who whatever, the nigga got a nice watch, he got blah 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 blah. Like the social currency has now begun to add up to physical currency.
Facts.
In certain aspects, so a girl would look at that as security as well.
But and I take that from what men too, because when a man, or I won't say a man, well, there are certain types of men that when they know they have the upper hand financially,
mm-hmm,
they don't even look for everything they really want in a woman, because mm-hmm, they find the girl, that Instagram girl that looks so good but lives with five other girls on an air mattress or doesn't have a pot to piss in, but. But to them, it's like,
facts.
To them, it's like, she looks mad good. I have the money. I can bring this up. Like, it's not even like, it doesn't matter if I want, when growing up, my mom taught me, go get a woman with a career or whatever. They throw all that shit out the window just because they have the career. And then sometimes it works, but a lot of times they get to that point and that person has nothing in common with you. And all there is in common is your followers, if that.
Yeah.
And now you got mouse.
So essentially, we're to blame.
We as what? As the men?
Men at large are to be blamed. We create these scenarios where we go get these broken women that we can control and mold, because we have money and very little else to offer. Then they understand that, and they understand that we don't have much to offer, and then they understand that we're not requiring much. So then we create the quote unquote gold digger women, and then we complain about it later on.
I think it's a very cliche version of what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Well, patriarchy came first. We know that.
I mean, yes. I mean, in that aspect. But I'm saying in the mindset of these young women looking for security in material things. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's us. We gave them the material things.
Explain.
I think we gave women, if you look back at society, if you go back to the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, how did men apologize? It wasn't changed behavior because they had no intention of stopping doing what they were doing. They did it with a gift. Mm. Look at all these shows. Look at all these shows. Moesha's back on. Look at these shows. Every time this nigga Frank fuck up, he bring D a bracelet, a necklace. Look at this shit. This shit was really happening. You talk to your grandma. Oh, well, you know, when he mess up, he bring me this, that. And we did that. Instead of changing our behavior.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
What we did was add another dick to us, which was our money. Mm. Right?
So my question, I guess my question is with that especially that being so far in the past and it can, you know, going from then on, with women now having, I guess, more access than they did back in the days, more ability than back in the day, still nowhere near where they should be.
Should be.
They're nowhere near equal, right? Mm-hmm. Which fucking sucks. Again, guys, you guys have to understand we have to protect our women, whatever.
Absolutely.
I think now where we are, women are making a conscious choice to choose this over understanding, over growth. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at them. You either gonna cry. I forgot what rap said, but you gonna cry.
Future said it.
You gonna cry in a which say you?
You gonna cry in a Honda. You gonna cry in this Rolls Royce.
I'm not mad at it. Right? Like, all right, listen. I'm not mad at that. Right? If a woman is out for herself and she's figuring that, you know, she, like I said, she's out for self. Cool. I respect it. My only issue. Just like it would be my issue with men, it is my issue with men. Jay-Z once said, the problem is you niggas treat the one that you love and with the same respect you treat the one that you humping, and that ain't got nothing.
Nope.
That Jay said that on 22 Twos. That was 96 and niggas didn't get that. Niggas is still out here interacting with every woman like they the same. So you treating the main like she the side, you treating the side like she the main, and you wonder why there's issues. My issue is the same thing with women. You are treating, if you out for self and you want to run a nigga pockets, okay, run Max pockets. Leave me and Ryan's alone. I'm just speaking in general terms here.
But like I said, it's that time where the shit
it's
comes
the
back.
Sorry, Mac. It was the Kavanaugh soft gnaw.
I got it. It's fine.
But like
it's
like I said, it's like this is the time that shit comes back around. It comes back around for men, and it's going to come back around for women. If you don't keep it a buck with everybody in every situation, it's going to come back, and it's going to bite your ass. So
yeah. I'm
just, like, I don't look at any woman, like Diamond, for example. I don't look at any woman. I don't look at Diamond. I don't look at any woman crazy if they going after money niggas and they getting money out of them. My thing is, when you bring that same energy to a regular civilian, that ain't cool. Now you look like a predator. Now you look like you trying to do a nigga in.
Not because you look like
crazy.
Because you look like you're using somebody. When a person has money, and you got enough money, you really don't understand. You don't really realize what's going on, because this is, again, males put themselves in these positions for years and using their money as dominance in certain areas. So it doesn't. This is nothing. This is not a new thing to them. Giving money to somebody or buying this, buying someone's love and affection, they are used to. But when it comes to a regular person who really, not saying that person didn't work hard for their money, but they have different struggles and they're not making as much money. And then you run into that same girl who's amazing and beautiful and does everything you want, but she always asking for some shit. And you're going to do the best of your ability to give that to her, which ultimately puts you in the doghouse with no money. And then she's just going to leave you.
Okay, I got a question. What's the most that you've spent on a woman, and what did you spend it on? Mouse, you first.
Like a date?
No, on whether a gift, whatever.
Like cumulative or in just one?
One time.
Just kind of like whether all of this happened in one sitting, or you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Probably my baby mother. I don't know.
It has to be.
Okay.
You get.
I'm about to say, what did you get her?
She has two of your children. Like,
yeah, like. I don't know. I got a kid, a life.
I gave her a child. I gave her a child.
Tuition. I don't know.
Two.
This nigga's a tuition.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know.
All right. Besides
tuition,
the children.
Tuition to FIT.
Now, besides the baby mom's children aspect of it, what was the most?
Probably her FIT tuition.
Besides her,
shit,
man.
That's fire. That's no, fire. No, 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 no. I'll take that. Oh, that's all fire, all right, nigga.
Okay, cool.
This nigga paid for tuition.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And he ain't have it.
Yeah, that was some shit. That was some.
Not mad, black man. Hold on. I'll toast to that. That's fire. Ryan, what about you?
The most. I'll kind of separate this. Because the most I spent on a joint at the time was a lot to me based on the money that I had in my account.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So like I took my ex-girlfriend, like this is years ago. It was probably like 5, 6. St. Thomas, that was me first. You feel me?
Chris on a speedboat.
Yeah, you feel me? that was me first. So I did that like seven years ago or something like that. But at the time I didn't really have it. But I did it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting bottles and I'm doing all, and I'm showing her the best time I can, because I felt at the time that money kind of showed people love. And I came to realize as I get older that money isn't everything, and that some of the brokest people in the world are the happiest people.
I'm mad happy.
Yeah, and
niggas be like, yo, I'm mad happy.
I'm mad happy. Niggas have all the bread in the world. Like, yo, I'm happy. It's like, no, you not, bro. Your friend.
No, you not, bro.
You don't, who did you grow up with in your circle? Who have you known for 5+
years? Exactly.
Who have you known for 3+ years? It's like, when your circle changes, you can get all the money in the world. You can have all the women. Women can have all, she can have all the money and she can have all the men. So it can be on both sides. But that don't make you happy. Mm-hmm. The person that is just a yes person to you in your relationship, that's not making you happy. That's going to keep you in a place a stagnant position that's not going to ultimately work out. But I'll say back then I was young and I would do it again. Like if I can go back, I don't care. But I spent a good amount of money on a nice trip and I didn't have it.
It's the wealth for me.
All right. Let me see. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Yeah. A nigga who got it.
Nah. Not you know what's crazy? My situation was when I did have it though. Nigga, when I was up.
When didn't you have
it? When I was up.
Yeah, I'm about to say this nigga loves trying to play modest. When I was up. You mean up 72 levels? Oh, okay. Nigga,
what level is this?
Son, nigga, I'm talking about 90210.
Oh, okay. That was
Son, I'm talking about 90210.
Okay.
Different.
Okay. Perspective.
Shit was different.
Okay. I get it.
Shit was different. So, nigga, the checks were coming in. We were, okay, just for, I guess, just so people can understand, a quick look into finances, right? We did five seasons
like
of the show.
30 episodes a season or something like that? 28, 25?
We did about 25 episodes a season,
and
right?
You was getting the back. You was getting the back.
That's crazy.
Each, and for, hold on, and for one episode, I'm getting $30,000. And that's the first season.
That's the first season, because I know that's
the first season.
Like the
every season it goes up. We're not
gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. But just know, ladies,
we're not gonna go there.
He was getting 30 ep, 25 Son, eps.
Nigga, first season. Now, mind you, I'm 18, bro. I'm 18 years old. Straight out of the projects, nigga. Straight out of Stapleton Projects, like what's
straight
up?
Straight out the peas.
You know,
and then
you,
what?
You
at 18, you got all your wire money, right?
Nigga, I just got my wire money. Just can touch it because they put it in a little account. You can't touch until you're 18. 18, just been able to touch it.
Oh, nigga was blacking.
So what was it? What'd you go all out on?
So that first Christmas, it was with Chris. I was with Christina.
That was good. That was
very
good.
First
that,
Christmas.
Your mouth.
That was really good.
That was really good.
Hey, that nigga learning podcasting better than me. I'm be really assed out, man.
I would have fucked up. I would have said something else.
Y'all niggas.
Oh no.
I ain't gonna hold you. Y'all niggas is better podcasters than me because I would have fucked that one up. I would have dropped the ball on that one.
I would have said, yeah, Shaniqua.
Hey, listen, I was with Christina. It was my first Christmas. So, mind you, I'm just being able to touch this money now. I said, yo, first, yo, ma, let's get the house. Got my mother a house. I said, yo, matter of fact, ma, furnish it up. Furnish the crib. Yo, matter of fact, ma, we doing Christmas at the crib. I need, and I call Christina. I said, listen, instead of going home, I'll come with you to DC the day after Christmas. You stay in New York on Christmas. We celebrate Christmas together. When I tell you, I spent a bet. Son, the lifestyle that rappers be talking about, bro, that's what happened. Like, it was me and my brother Nev. We're in Soho. I'm like, all right, cool. I got to get Talia a gift. All right, let's go to Louis. Nigga, close my eyes, spin around, point at a bag. And I'm like, oh, how much does that cost? Word? Cool, spend it. Bop. Okay, let me do it again.
Close my eyes, spin around.
Okay, that bag is for Dana. Spend it. Okay, we got to go get Christina something. What is Christina like? Oh, there's this new shoe out. It's called Louboutins. Cool, let's get two pairs. Matter of fact, we'll get two pairs and put one on ice.
So that's three. All right. I never did that.
Moms, go to Christian Dior. I'm on some like, my mom don't really wear much. Like, she doesn't want to do too much. They're like, well, we have this nice little watch. It costs only $10,000. Spend it. Cool. Who else do I got to get something for? Son, I wild out.
But this is what this is what I mean, ladies.
Wild out.
Don't treat me like you treat Mac. Like, I don't have it. Like, you're going to get some good gifts, good trips. You're going to get a lot of amazing dinners, a lot of thought, a lot of heart. But don't get
blood. I'm blood. I will never do that again. I will never do that again.
Don't say
no, sir.
He lying.
Not like that. Not like that. We going to do some fly shit. But it's gonna be.
Like,
I know how to spend the money now.
Like,
it's different.
He lying like a mob.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Don't say that. That's what I told him. Don't say that.
He lying like a motherfucker. So
listen, I learned one thing from Jay-Z, bro. This nigga told me, and he told me this. Maybe I wish he would have told me earlier. He said, "Don't spend money on something if you can't buy it twice." If you can't buy it twice, then you can't afford it.
He also said,
I said, you're right.
He also said he lost 100 bricks.
92 watch bricks. It was 92
watch
bricks.
Watch your mouth. Watch him out. No, no, no. 92.
No, I get what it was, but I
and he got it all
no, no,
back.
No. I get
and he got it all back.
I get it was 92, but I still think it was 100. Like I still think there was something that was
he got that thing.
There
all
was
some
misplaced.
Back.
And he got
so
it.
So you said he got 100 bricks, but he only lost 92 and got them all back. So he kept that's how he kept how he got, the money from 88.
That's how he got the 92 back. It started with the 8 that he ain't lose.
Wow.
And you wanted to wait to ask Jay-Z that question. You could just ask me, Mouse. What are you talking about? He had 100. That's how he got it. Because that's what he going to say. I had 110, but I lost 92. But I got back. It's like, all right, I get it.
I got it all back.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So let's close it like this. How do we get our generation and the generations below us when it comes to dance, how do we get them to adjust their perspectives or how do we get this to not be such a point of contention anymore?
Respectfully, niggas got to stop thinking with they dick and think with their head, the other head. Respectfully. If everything is based off of Instagram and likes and how she looks, you're not going to find, I'm not saying ever, but it's going to be really hard to find that the thing that checks off all your boxes when it comes to like that person. You got to really like get to know people and not just jump at them because they look good or they make money. If you want something real. Now, if you just want to keep doing your thing, then. But I think the younger generation has to look at it and think like social media is taking off in their generation to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, just like I tell people, your favorite rapper is probably the last person you ever want to chill with. Like, that's don't everything that's glitter is not gold. You can't always take what the media and what social media exactly puts in your face and be like, oh my God, she's the one. Like, no, she's not the one. Because there's 1,000 motherfuckers that think the same thing as you, but I know 1,000 that what's the shit they always say?
One man's garbage is another man's treasure.
Exactly. So to you, that's the one. And to another nigga, he just can't wait to get rid of her.
Yep.
So that's for the kid. That's
what about you, Matt? What's your answer to that?
Okay. Before I answer this, is the question: what do we do as men, or what do we do as people? Because I got an answer for both.
What do we do? Let's say as men. So yeah, okay. So answer both. Answer both. But answer both.
Okay. So as men, the thing we can do is stop putting so much emphasis on what we have. Right. I think there's a. I was watching something. Right. I was watching something that. Bobby Hundreds was talking about during the riots that was going on. And his store was one of the ones in LA that got trashed. People broke it up, ransacked it, ran in there, like stole all of the bare bricks, like they were stealing clothes, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that he said that kind of stuck out, that like stood out to me heavily was, low-key, this is our own fault. Right? He said, we put value into these things. We put value in this. And this is why the kids felt the need to want to break up the store and come and get this. We're the ones who made this valuable. And I feel like it's the same thing with us as men, right? We're the ones who are making these private jet flights valuable. We're the ones who are making these, I don't know, these trips, these cars, these bags, these whatever. We make them feel like if you get this, if you attain this, you're put on a pedestal like above and beyond anybody else. Now, I think there's a very beautiful way looking at the guys that we look up to, like the Jay-Z's, like all of these guys who, again, have the bread, who do bless their women in this manner, but they do it in a way that doesn't seem like show-offy, pretentious. It really feels like this is just what they do. I feel like there's a way that we can do it and not necessarily be boastful or anything about it that would start to build, I guess, want or contempt if someone doesn't have it. It's the whole Instagram shit. Like, you see somebody with a nice bag, they have more likes than everybody else. It's the shit is tricky, right? So I think we need to stop placing so much value in the material things and start appreciating or start making people appreciate more of the, I guess, the things that matter more. But us as a people, I do feel like us as a people, I think it is our duty to understand the difference between, I guess, for lack of a better term, soft security and actual security, right? Soft security is bread. It's like all of this, the social currency. It's all of these things. These women and men clamor for it. And in all actuality, all of that shit could be blown in a summer and a drug habit. Like, it's not a, it can happen very quickly. Money comes, money goes. But I feel like if you actually start to appreciate things that actually build security, communication, understanding, actually having a man who you know will protect you, or having a woman that protects your interests, I think those are the things that we need to start looking for versus anything else.
I totally agree with you. It's just like when people say, I want to be rich. And I'm like, why do you want to be rich? Because if you're rich, your kids could still be broke.
That's
now,
a fact.
Now, if I'm wealthy and I have a legacy of ongoing income and money, then we're good. I feel like most people, especially the younger generation, some older than us, go for the rich way. And they look at the woman, yep, and they see what's in their face. Or even when it, yep, comes to a woman looking at a male, they see what he has now and what he is now, but they don't look at the future. And
they chase that shiny shit.
Like I said before, with everything that's good, it ain't gold. But when you see, mm-hmm, when you can actually see and be next to a partner that makes you want to work harder, and you motivate her and she motivates you, when y'all become a power couple, and let's just put those quote unquote a power couple, whatever that is to you, you're building generational wealth. Like, it's more that's than fact, just you and her and your child. It's now your grandkids. Everybody's good because y'all built a great foundation, rather than, oh, she looked good today, but 9 times out of 10, that's not even really how she looked. Like, y'all getting caught up in bodies.
Exactly.
Y'all getting caught up in these women with bodies that don't expect. Like, you're going to have a little girl and your daughter going to grow up like, Mom, how come I don't have? And it's like,
like, Mom, my hips going to look like that?
Like, no. Like, yes, if daddy pays, or if you got the bread. Like, if I pay, like, yeah, you can get that done. But a lot of things, like, it don't really match up in some people's heads. But that's why I definitely agree with what you're saying, Mac. Like, we have to teach. And it's more than just teaching, because I can be a teacher. Like I'll bring up an example. My little sister's boyfriend, I met him recently. My little sister's 22.
You want to shoot him? We could do it.
No. It wasn't. let
us know what's up. Nah. Let us know what's up.
Nah, but
all you gotta do is they say, little sisters, you know how that go.
Nah, but the thing was, he was like, he wanted to meet me, but he was really nervous about meeting me. So I come in one night late to the crib.
Spin the block, pussy.
I come to the crib late. He was asleep in the living room, because, you know, like, I'm at my stepmom's crib right now. I'm looking for my new crib. So my sister's here. So I'm chilling. And obviously my stepmom's like, yeah, he can't sleep in the same room. She was a dub. Like, he's in the living room. I'm like,
oh, yeah, yeah. We ain't playing with that. We ain't playing like that.
I come in the crib at a night, whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to smoke, whatever. So he's sleeping in the living room. He opens his eyes. He's like, oh, no, you good? First, I looked at him like, this light was coming on regardless if you were sleeping or not, bro. Good or not.
Yeah, nigga.
But I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, yo, if you want to smoke. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll smoke. So he gets up all excited. And he tells me, he's like, yo, I come from this, and my brother, and I seen how he interacts with this woman. And I just want to know your, like, get your advice on this. And I looked at him in his eyes and said, yo, I'll be real with you, bro. As long as my sister's happy, I'm good. But what I won't do as a black man is tell another black man some shit that I don't even know if I'm capable of doing yet.
Facts.
I said, I can't really teach you about a relationship that I've never been in and found that. Now, if you think you found that with my sister, cool. But as long as she's happy for now, I'm happy. But I can't tell you, yeah, don't be out here doing this and don't be out here doing this, because I'm out here doing this. I mean, yet I'm single and I can do this, but I can't be like, yeah, you better do this and you better do that, because it's like, I don't know if I would be doing that if I was 22 in general, and I probably wouldn't have. So yeah. With that being said, it's like, it's more than just teaching somebody, because I can teach him to do the right things. But we got to show.
It's,
we got
to showing
show
and telling. Yeah, I'm about to say it's showing and
we
telling. Yeah,
give
yeah,
them
yeah.
These examples of like, yo, look, Mac just told you a story about him and his lady 15 years ago, 14
so
years ago,
fire.
And circle back around. They have a beautiful daughter together. And it's not just not saying there wasn't like hard times and road and speed bumps in between that mm-hmm. shit. But you got to understand that everything is not going to come at you when you want it to.
That's a
and
fact.
If you understand that, like, what was that? It was that, whose song was that? It wasn't, was it Omarion's song? When he, was it, nah. Marcus Houston, where he was like, Circles.
Circles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
if
yeah.
Love, if love, if whatever it is, let it go. And if it comes back, that's how it was supposed yeah. to go type shit. And sometimes.
They say if you love it, fuck it.
Exactly.
Let it go. And if it comes back, you know it's here to stay.
So, but and in a way for me, like sometimes I be thinking about like, yo, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, which that's how I live by. Y'all niggas know that. Like if I'm meant to go yeah. tomorrow, I'm gonna go regardless if I'm riding a bike or if I'm flying in a plane. But sometimes it takes, you're not mature enough and you're not ready to do what you think you are. And when you put yourself in situations that you're not ready for, you create that broken woman, or that woman creates that broken man.
That's
so if we want to continue
that's
to just rise up and be greater than our past generations, because I want to be greater than my father. Like my father wasn't shit mm-hmm. when it came to relationships to me. So I want to be better than that. And if I want to do that, then I have to surround myself with people that are doing better. I'm not gonna get a girl and have the wife of my dreams around a whole bunch of niggas that just want to fuck bitches all day and do all that shit. That's just not gonna happen.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
And on that note, I'm fuck it. I ain't got shit to say now. Like fuck it. Like Ryan gonna come through with the yo, y'all,
you see Ryan, hold on. You see Ryan come through with the motherfucker word, come the through word. One time,
nigga,
right?
Sometimes I can't talk about not the children, but you know, sometimes it's the word.
I believe the children are future.
Listen, niggas is whole podcasters, man. This is beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see. Make sure you follow us at Guys Next Door Pod on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter. Mac's gonna start the TikTok if they don't.
Oh no, they about to snatch that up.
Oh, then never mind.
Snatch it up out of here.
We about to be on OnlyFans with it. You feel me?
You heard? You heard?
Every day gonna be a different guy. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's gonna be me one day,
Ryan one day. Wait. We could talk. Che can take my spot. Che, you take
nah,
my spot.
Nah,
that's perfectly
they
fine.
They signing up for the guys next
no,
year.
No. Che could be Mac Wilds.
Look at that. Look at
che
that.
Che could be Mac Wilds. There we go.
Here. Anyway, but, sure
hold on.
Follows
before over. Before we go, I actually want to bring back something which we talked about, which is my canoodle
uh-oh.
Corner segment. But
uh-oh.
Instead,
ooh.
I realize it's a little, it's harder for me to set y'all up with what the hell y'all really want in life. And I don't know y'all, so y'all could just be shooting for the stars. I want the friends to be a part of this. I want the uh-oh. Friends to write in and tell me about their friend that they think is amazing or whatever their faults are, whatever their gifts.
Hey, Rico. Hey Rico, you might be on to something, champ.
And I want the friend to really be like, yo, look, they've been through this and they've been through that, or they did this, but I think this time, could you help me? It gives us a better mind of where I can put you rather than I need,
absolutely.
I need, because a lot of people don't need you. So what I need is for the friends, you know what I'm saying? I need the friends.
Yo, he been in that car all day.
You see that, right?
I got the production here now. I got the mic stand and my we I'm feeling. I'm
okay.
I'm in a
okay.
Good
he feeling himself right now.
You're lucky. I got a good groove. But yeah, son. Back to you, Mouse. Do your thing.
Listen, y'all heard it here. The Canoodle Corner's back, so make sure you write in if you have a letter, or if you have a letter that you feel should be read on air. Then make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Once again, that's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che is going to read whatever's in front of us.
And she definitely will.
She definitely will. She's just like that. Also, if it is a relationship-based question, doesn't have to be. But if it is, make sure you send a picture of you and the person you are getting played by, so that way
or in an entanglement with.
Either way, yeah. However you cut it, just because I want to make sure I'm giving. I want to make sure I'm not giving skinny advice to, you know, a fat person. And I want to make sure I'm not giving ugly advice to a good looking person. I want to keep the world balanced.
Makes sense.
Yep. Also, you send it. You write in the guysnextdoor123@gmail.com if you are interested in hooking your friend up in the quarantine canoodle corner.
Talk about it.
Help. Okay.
That's it. You hear me?
Okay, y'all got an idea. I think the next time we record, I think we should let the Patreon members in.
Ooh, especially on the Zoom. Yes, I like
on the
that.
Zoom.
Ooh, on I the like Zoom. That. I like
on,
that
on the Zoom.
Okay,
I like
on
that.
On the Zoom.
All right. They gotta listen, be quiet though. I can't deal with
it. Or they could.
I'm about to say we hosts. We could shut them down. Let them talk.
All they gonna be able to do is talk in the chat, but they'll be here for a live recording. So if you aren't a Patreon member, I don't know what else is going to get you there. We already got exclusive content over there and more coming. Now we're giving you a chance to get in on the next recording. So
that's why.
Head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure is it subscribe? Donate, whatever it's called over there.
It's subscribe.
Subscribe. And we're going to make that for the highest tier, Che. So, you know, don't be no mooches out here, okay? Guys Next Door Pod on all social media platforms. And on that note, I've been Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
Flora.
And this has been The Guys Next Door.
Yeah, bitch.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.